Blog Talk Radio.
We are ready.
Yeah. And it's going down right now. Everything is going to be out right here now. Perfect therapy. We are in it. We're having fun, yo. And I'm glad to be here.
We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world, and we try to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. Well, let's get straight to it, y'all. I know for a fact that each and every one of us are probably dealing with a loved one that is either currently in the hospital or on their way to it, just came home from one. And, you know, we're not teenagers, far from that, right? Even though the time that you were a teenager seems to have gone by so quick. Seems like just yesterday, right? You're not in your 20s. Your roaring 20s, you know, the roaring 20s, you doing all kinds of crazy stuff, getting into all kinds of crazy trouble, you know, kicking up dust, just, you know, just trying to figure out this thing called life and living it as well. But feeling that sense of mortality, like I'm going to be here for a long time, for a lot more years. I you know, sometimes I don't think we take into consideration that the age 40 is only 15 years away from 25. When you're 25, you are not thinking about age 40 at all. It seems so far out in the future. And then you turn around one day and you're like, I done messed around and turned 45. And I swear that 20 years between 45 and 25, it goes like this. It goes like this. For some of y'all, it may have only been two jobs ago. When I was 25, I was working for GE. Next thing you know, I was working for a bank. Next thing you know, I was working for in the offices for Home Depot, whatever the case may be. But yeah, when you're 25 years old, you're not thinking about being 40. As a matter of fact, you'll probably be quick to call somebody who's 40 years old an old head. Like, look at you. Your time has passed, because that's 15 years is a different generation for you. Like the things that they're talking about. All right, when I was 25, my old head was 45. No, I'm sorry. Actually, no, that's true. My old head was 45. And, you know, so he's talking about growing up in, like, the 70s, 60s and 70s. So he was in his 20s in the 70s. In 1970, I was just born. So the things that he's talking about, I'm trying to relate it to what's going on with me at the time. One thing about me, I was never one to be talking about, like, well, you know, that was old. What y'all was doing back then is different than what we're doing right now. I never looked at it that way. Plus, it just seems so disrespectful to basically tell somebody that they played out or that they don't know what they know, or, you know, like they're not updated enough. But when you're in your 20s, you're not thinking about death, even though you may be losing people in your 20s because you can be caught up in all kinds of crazy stuff. But the people that you're probably losing in your 20s aren't dying from sickness. They may be dying from violence, street violence, accidents, drug over, you know, all stuff like that, that 20-year-olds get into because they're experimenting. They're really trying to figure out what the world around them and inside of them is all about. But you're not thinking about getting older and dying because you're too young to be thinking about it like that. However, at 20, 25 years old, you may be dealing with a parent that did not give birth to you when they were very young. So let's say if your parents had you at age 38, 39, 40. Now, you're thinking about, I'm 25, and my parents are damn near 40 years older than me. So they're staring down the barrel of age 62, 60, 63, 64. And now, it is a reality to you about, well, how many years might they have left? Because they may have smoked, drank all of their lives and still kind of do. So, you know, they have all types of health issues and stuff like that. Then you have to start getting in touch with the reality of their mortality and the reality of your mortality also. One thing that is very hard to do is to watch all of the dominoes fall around you and not think that yours is not going to get knocked down. What should I say? And not think that yours is going to get knocked down. You know, if you're a gang member and all of your gangster friends are getting shot, they're getting hurt, they're getting locked up, it's very hard for you to think like, well, that's them, that ain't me. You ain't thinking like that, because you know the reality of the situation is anybody can get got at any given time, and that person that could get got next could definitely be you. You probably wasn't thinking that way as no teenager, though. 20s are your 20s are different from your teens. They really are. By the time you have gotten to 20, for some people, they already done been to jail, came home, went to college, graduated, got a good job, been exposed to people who are making all kinds of money and all types of careers. So the possibilities and probabilities of success for you are looking bright. Or, like I said, if you running around here sticking people up, robbing people, selling drugs, pimping, hoeing, doing all kinds of negative stuff, you know what happened to everybody else around you that's doing it, right? So you're probably hoping that the worst thing that's going to happen to you is jail. But the reality of it is, that's not the worst thing that's going to happen to you. Probably the worst thing that can and probably will happen to you is that you won't make it, that you will be the next one. Yo, peace to Stacey White. Thanks for coming on through. It's always great to see me, some you. And also my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for keeping it real. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend. Thanks for coming on. You always keep my mind on 10. And Jai Biggs, what's going on, kid? I'm glad you came on through. You know I'm really glad you did. Work. So that's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. If y'all would like to call into the show, talk about this a little bit, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine. 319-527-6199, baby. That's the number to call. If you want to talk about this, the aches and pains of getting older. Yeah, I know those basketball knees that you had are really, really starting to hurt. You know what I mean? You ain't got no cartilage in them knees, baby. You damn near bone to bone. And it be hurting. You know, I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to put this out there. And I'm not putting this out there to make nobody mad. But one thing that seems very hard to identify unless she's really, really tall is a woman that used to play basketball. Women that I know that used to play basketball that told me or tell me that they were on their high school basketball team and they were really good. You look at them now, you be like, you play basketball? It'd be amazing to me. The women that I know that say they used to be on their basketball team. Unless they're tall. Other than that, they'd be honestly be mad overweight, non-athletic. And you'd be thinking like, what, to be on a basketball team back in the day, you had to be athletic. You had to be in shape. You can't run the floor of a basketball team and be getting winded like that. So you'd be wondering, like, what happened to you? Well, the same thing that happens to women who used to play basketball, it's the same thing that happens to us. We get involved in all kinds of different things. For women who play basketball, maybe they were trying to get a college scholarship. Many of them did get one. But make it into the NBA is hard, extremely hard. So that may not have even been your goal. You had to refocus. But it's funny. Most of the women I know that claim that they used to play basketball, you never see them play now. You never see them play now. except for Cheryl Hudson. Except for Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. She will shoot your lights out all day. She ain't all that great on defense, though. But she will. She got a shot. Shoot your lights out all day like water. She's good. But she still plays. I don't know no other women that claim that they used to play ball like that. I don't ever see them talking about no. I don't even hear them talking about playing basketball. You know what I'm saying? So I'm only saying all of this to say that when you get older, the things that you used to be able to do easily and freely when you were younger, they don't become so easy or free to do. You may still like to enjoy a lot of the things that you used to do when you were younger, but you have to take into consideration that you may have progressed out of those things. You may have grown out of those things. But one thing about getting older and growing out of the things that you used to do, maybe some of the frivolous things that you used to do, maybe some of the silly things that you used to do, now you've grown out of those things and grown into a more mature way of being. But one thing about maturity that you have to submit to is the pain and aches of bringing your reality of mortality into focus. And it can be tough. It can be devastating to some people. Some people really believe that they were going to be young forever. But you're young while you're young. And that's all. So, the reality of your mortality can cause a lot of anxiety because the reality of everybody else's mortality may come to visit you. Not saying that you're going to die anytime soon, but you have to deal with other people who may not be on the right path. One of the most stressful things that can happen to a parent is knowing that their child is out there in the world acting wild, bugging out, doing all the wrong things and acting like they are immortal out there in them streets. In them streets, they act like nothing can't happen to them, like they can't get touched out on them streets. And here you are, fully aware that, yeah, you can get touched out in them streets. So that's a hard thing for a parent to deal with. The other thing that's really hard to deal with is watching somebody that you really love, besides your family members or whatever, but watching somebody that you really love practice doing everything that's going to take them up out of here early. Practicing all of the wrong moves. You know, being a teenager in the 80s, man. Drugs. So here I am as a teenager in the 80s, watching dudes that I know around my age get knocked off. Carol Chamberlain says, nothing like getting older to make you realize your mortality. I mean, you can't even escape it. You can't escape it. You know for a fact that you ain't going to live forever. So what we try to do is try to put ourselves in a position to where we will try to enjoy a long, healthy life. That ain't as easy as it sounds. Eating the right things, dieting, exercising, making sure that you go to the doctor on a regular basis. You know, they always talk about make sure you get regular checkups and stuff like that. Man, just to keep it a buck, and trust me, I don't even want to keep it a buck, but to keep it a buck, I haven't heard of getting regular checkups curing nobody. Shoot. Maybe it's just me. But most people I know that get regular checkups or whatever, maybe I shouldn't say that. But it just seems like the people that I know who have contracted cancer, they're the people who were going to the doctors on a regular basis. I don't get that. I don't get it. But that's how it seems for me. Maybe your story is different. Maybe your story is different, but for me, it sure seems like never the people who seem to have gotten to the doctor too late that are the ones who contract cancer. Now, of course, there are those who haven't taken care of their health, pretty much neglected their health all of their lives, and yeah, they wind up getting cancer. But we already kind of knew that that was going to happen. You know, whenever I know somebody, meet somebody, or get closer to somebody that smokes cigarettes, I'd be like, man, I don't see how the reality of your mortality isn't something that you think about all the time. And then you realize how addictive cigarettes are. I remember I worked with this girl. At my old job, she had a heart attack and was still smoking that same week. To me, all she did was smoke and eat, smoke and eat. She was always hungry. Oh, I'm hungry. She come in with food. She eating the whole time she there. I used to be like, you know, let me ask y'all this. And by the way, my answer is yes. But let me ask y'all, have you ever been around somebody that eats so much that they irk you? Like, you just get mad at the fact that they always snacking on something, eating something, always on their way to the store to get something to eat, just came back from the store getting something to eat. Has that ever happened to you? That would explain her. I used to be, I found myself straight catching the attitude, like, so I used to see her do stuffing her face all the time. And on top of that, she had to take multiple smoke breaks all the time. Eating a lot. She was smoking a lot. And then she had that heart attack. Well, the doctor had brought her in. I think she went for a regular checkup. And no. I believe it was at CVS or something like that. It's hard for me to remember the exact details, but I'll tell you this. She had to get admitted into the hospital immediately. So I think she was there for like 2 days. And then she was like, you know, they talking about I got to stop smoking and all of that. And she said it like she's not even considering it. And I was looking like, Now, I believe me and her were around the same age, but this was a few years, around 2015, I stopped drinking in 2012, and I don't know if she drank or whatever, I know she smoked cigarettes, and when you are not a person who smokes cigarettes, cigarettes are going to irk you. It's hard for a non-smoker and a smoker to be around each other for a long time because you're not smoking for a reason. You're not a non-smoker because you really want to be a smoker. Anyway, I'm saying all of this to say that as we get older, we have to deal with the pain, the aches and pains of the reality of our mortality. and we have to deal with the fact that some of our people, some of our loved ones are not even trying to take care of themselves, and they're probably not going to be around for a long time because of it. Okay. So, yeah, that's not an easy thing to deal with at all. It's not. And that's where the pain, the aches and pains of getting older come in for us. How long is my grandmother going to live? I got to make sure I make it over there on a regular basis. So, God forbid, whenever happens, then I won't be as thrown off guard or whatever. The aches and pains of getting older. I could have been talking about your back. Yeah, I could have been talking about your feet. Yeah, I could have been talking about a whole lot of things that have probably been giving you mad fits over the years. But when you start talking about that emotional pain that comes along with failed expectations, you know you're getting right to it as far as what you know you don't want, and you're going to try to prevent as much as possible, but you cannot stop the rot. Cal Chamberlain says, losing friends at a young age is hard. Yes, it is. I think about, you know, I remember when I was in high school, you know, this boy committing suicide. And then in my 20s, yeah, so many, you know, people I went to school with, and they're dead, or got, some of them were killed, caught up in violence. I remember my man from Harrisburg, my man Dre. Cool as a fan. That was my dude. Cool brother. Good people. And I remember when I graduated, he was a year or two younger than me. But when I graduated, I didn't really have contact with him too much anymore. And then I heard he got killed. And he got killed in the 90s. He didn't make it to the 2000s from what I understand. So I graduated Penn State in 93. He was gone by 99, I believe. And I remember thinking to myself, like, what the hell? What? Yeah. He got caught up, you know, selling drugs. Get money. He was bright, so he figured he could get away with that. But you know them. I don't know if anybody else knows about Pennsylvania, but Harrisburg ain't no joke. Philly is bad. You be thinking like these little burbs ain't bad like that. Harrisburg is crazy though. Them cats. Yeah, maybe Pennsylvania is just a shoot first, ask questions later state, and it very much could be that. But they killed Dre. And I remember like thinking like, dang, that was my man. Like, that was my man. I really, really like Dre. Dre gone. So although I wasn't old, I was still in my 20s. I felt the aches and pains of getting older. Because now people that I went to school with, that I was cool with, are dropping off. So you don't have to be in your 40s or your 50s or 60s or 70s. You don't have to be in those ages in order to feel the brunt of the reality of your mortality. The reality of mortality. Let me just say that. I ain't going to personalize it. My mom is dealing with that really, really, really hard right now. She's really struggling with that. Because my mom is 81 years old. So a whole lot of things go on, my mom. I'm talking about her for a minute. You know, 81 years old. And, you know, I lost my dad last year at 84, a man that everybody would have lost money on that he didn't make it to be 100. We never thought about him getting sick and dying. But for my mom, being 81 years old is tough for her because that's the age that her mom died. And you know how that goes. Anybody who has lost a parent already and reached the age that their parents died, because not everybody's parents live to be old. But one thing is for sure, when you lose a parent at a young age, especially if they got sick and died, you be thinking to yourself, You know how a lot of people talk about how longevity runs in their family? Yeah, it does for those that it runs in the family with. There are people who are in all families who die young. But when it comes to your parents, when it comes to your mom and your dad, you get to thinking like, I don't know if I'm going to make it this far. So my mom's dad died young. I don't think he was 60 years old. Pretty sure he wasn't. He died young. And my grandmother, you know, 81 is not no young age. But, you know, I would have thought that she would have made it to at least 90 also. Because she was a firecracker. But, you know, so she passed at 81. So my mom is looking at her turning 81 right now. And the outlook, even with the health problems that she has, according to the doctors, she's going to be all right. But the doctors don't determine who lives or who dies. They help facilitate the treatment. But they can't guarantee it. So they're saying all things considered, if you stay on this path, you should get another 10 years or more. Okay, cool. But she also lost a very, very close friend of hers recently. Actually, three. She lost my cousin by marriage, which was really her friend. So Miss Deresa passed, but before Miss Deresa passed, Miss Ruth passed. Now these are all women that my mom, these are lifelong friends. Women that have been in my life since I was born. I never not knew them. And Miss Lavinia died, I believe, at the end of last year sometime. And, you know, her and my mom had a falling out, so they wasn't speaking. You know how that go. You know how that go. So, and she ain't shy about it. Like, yo, all my people are falling down around me. Everybody around me is dying. And that's sort of like, you know, you hear the rumblings under that, like, and it's hard not to think that way. It is. It's hard not to think that way. Of course, we telling them, nah, man, I don't have nothing to do with you. You know, when somebody else's number is up, that's on them. But those people passing, those close friends, and I mean they were close. Those are the people that I'm talking about that she just lost were her close friends. You know, you got friends, and then you have your peoples, and they were the peoples. So, plus being just turning 81 years old, February 12th, and like when my grandmother turned 81, she turned 81 of October 16th. Was it the 17th? One of, and she passed in December, like right before Christmas. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. You know how it go. Tough, 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 tough situation. So you know, those are the aches and pains of getting older. Of course, my mom has all kinds of, you know, health issues. You ever notice, hey, do y'all ever, maybe it's y'all, but do you know anybody that has serious health issues but is otherwise healthy? It sounds oxymoronic, right? Like, that's pretty much what the doctors be telling my mom. Besides this serious heart issue that you have, because we got the defibrillator on that, and, you know, these problems with high blood pressure, and being overweight and all that kind of stuff. Besides all that, you're a healthy woman. Look at you. You go. It's kind of crazy. It's contradictory, and it's crazy. But maybe y'all know somebody else like that also. Yeah, I mean, you're sick, but you're healthy. You're sick, but you're healthy. What y'all know? Vat, do you know? Vat. Let me see what y'all talking about. See what you're talking about. Carol says, sometimes just going to a doctor is not enough. You have to change your behavior, too, in reference to your health. Yep. And sometimes that don't work. Robbie Ming. My big sis doing the thing coming through. She's something like a queen for a king. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. All right. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, yes, I lost a friend in an accident for months. I lost a friend in an accident months after graduating high school. I stopped rolling with him shortly before it happened. Yes, you get it. You get it. Man, think about it. When you were probably in elementary school, middle school, junior high, whatever, nobody died. None of your friends. It wasn't like that. High school, yeah, some things can happen. But for the most part, no. It's like soon as you throw that cap and gown in the air, cats start dropping off. You look at them old yearbook pictures, you like, you got to be kidding me. Mess start looking like a Vietnam War memorial. Look at the names that have fallen. And I say that because the Vietnam War took away so many young brothers. Took them away. It damaged a whole generation of young black men. White men too, but it ain't put the dent in them like it did for us. It's like they sent us out there to get killed. And I'm saying that from the standpoint of the soldiers who reported the same thing I'm saying. I'm repeating what they said. There's the front line, and then there's the black people first. Yeah, all Marines on the front line put the black soldiers out there first, sometimes with very little training and whatever. One thing is for sure, if you were a black Vietnam vet, combat veteran, and you came home, you was all that. You had to be. You can't hide your way through the whole, through two or three tours in Vietnam. You can't do it. So you had to be sharp. Same thing as World War II. Same thing. We were the sacrifice. So if you made it back home, you got a whole lot of pain in your heart because of your fallen comrades that you went to boot camp with, talked about coming home with. Yeah, man, when we get back to the world, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Everything is going to be all right. We're going to make things right. You're the only one who came back home. That was my dad's issue. That was my dad's experience. He had no army buddies left. He had none. His whole company, and it would have been him too. It would have been him too. And the reason that it wasn't him is because he took the Green Beret training as a Green Beret medic. And that sent him to Texas for training instead of to Vietnam. Had it not been for that, well, that was way before my time. It was way before, yeah, we was all, I think only Shell would have been born or been alive. The rest of us would have never came into existence. All right. Stacey White says, never broke my mother's heart while she was alive. And don't plan to break my mother's heart now when they are provoking me and trying to come for me. God got my back. Okay. I hope you're talking about the angels. Not the demons, but the angels. Robbie Ming says, to see someone constantly eat would make me throw up. Rob, you should have seen this girl. I never saw nothing like it. Snacks and meals. I was like, dang. I guess your metabolism must be pretty good because she was tall. She was tall and she was a big joint, but she wasn't no big fat joint. But I'm like, at that rate, man. Carol says, yes, my mom died at age 40. Reaching 40 was scary for me. Always thought I wouldn't see age 40. It's hard. I know it's hard. It's hard. You know, I've seen so many people that I know go through it. Like, you know, when they start getting around that age, they get nervous. You know, like, like, you know, what's that game when you know how you used to go to the beach back in the day? You used to go on a boardwalk, and they have these games. You put the money in, and it has that arm that they have all these prizes, all these things in there that you want. You know, radios, the cameras, all this kind of stuff. And you have to send the arm back, put it over to where you want the thing, and then it would pick the thing up. But it was weak. It was weak. So if you didn't grab it a certain kind of way, it would drop. When you reach, it seems like when you reach that age that your parents passed, it seems like that arm is finally going to get it right. That arm is finally going, like all those other times, that arm was weak. Like, can't get me. But you have your concentration on that death date or that death age of your mom or your dad. Because, genetically, we be thinking like, yeah, it's in the genes. If your parents live long, you think that you're guaranteed to live long. And that's not true. I've known people who got to a ripe old age and they lost a bunch of their kids before them. But yeah, that, you know, I don't know what the name of that game is. You know what I mean? You arm go over there. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, you go to Atlantic City or any of those boardwalk beaches, you know, they had them games in there along with the ones where you put the quarters in there and then push the other quarters off. And yeah. They don't give you that money. It give you the tickets. My brother, Charles Lindsay. What's going on? Chuck Smeeze. What's up, my brother? That's my love right there. He said, 40 is kind of scary all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you like this, Chuck. 40 is a lot less scary than 50. It is. And so far, the 40s was better than my 50s. Bust that. However, not financially. But you got to think, when you turn 40, you don't really feel nothing because, you know, you just got finished being young. You can't say you any age in your 30s and that you old. But 40 is like, yeah, one thing you can't do when you say that you, when you have that four in front of you, in front of the age that you about to say that you are, one thing you can't do is say that you still a young boy. You young to the old head, but you not a young boy. Like, you ain't got no business out there on the block. You ain't got no business, you know, chasing these chicks, you know what I mean, to a certain degree. I mean, to a certain degree, it might not stop yet, but the way you was chasing them in your teens and in your 20s and in your 30s, you know it got to stop. You got shit that you got to do. By the time you get to 40, you done got, you know, kids under your belt, maybe married, maybe a couple of marriages. You know, you done got serious somewhere in some area of your life. Established at your job, in your career, or something like that. You're trying to build a fortune because you're not preparing to enjoy life while you're young anymore. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy. All right, let me see what we got. Robbie Mink says, my mom, I guess you mean your mom. My mom lived to be 89. She really didn't have aches and pains. She just couldn't walk. She believed in old-fashioned remedies. Oh, she believed. My bad. She believed in old-fashioned remedies, and they work. She would make a concoction out of food, no medicines. I hear that. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay. Robbie Robinson. My grandmother died at an early age than my mom. My grandmother died at 75 years old. A brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, my paternal grandfather passed at 72. My dad is still here at 74. Carol Chambers says, no, they were screwed. All sorts of mental and drug issues. Yeah, yeah. You talking about the Vietnam vets? Probably. I wish my maternal grandfather was still here to hear firsthand experience being in the Korean War. I hear that. Robbie Mink said, no, my grandfather died at 65. The men in my family, when they got to 65, they weren't thinking they were going to die. Mm-mm. Robbie Rob says, I still see my friends from elementary school. Wow. Nora says, let's call it the crane game. I guess so. But you know, that the crane game really tested your faith. your faith. Because you know it was fixed. They could have made that thing strong enough to pick up anything that you put it on, but they made it weak. So you had to catch it just right. I hardly ever seen anybody get that. You know what? But my daughter, Ayana, she's good at that kind of stuff. I have seen her get prizes out of that. I didn't, though. Not me. So she said they should call it Never Going to Get It. Ha ha, for real. You know what I'm talking about. You can spend a lot of money on that. Yeah. Oh, Carol said, or the claw game. Yeah. Because that's what it was like. That's what it was like. Robbie Mink says, I thank God for my age, for my age I reach. I don't feel my age. Yes, I have pain in my lower back, but I keep going, keep on going. Yeah. You know, I ain't even really designed this show to really even talk about the physical pain that we feel. Sure, when you get older, one thing is for sure, a twisted ankle is going to mean something different to you after 40, 45 than it did at 25. You know, a twisted ankle hurts bad. But one thing about an ankle, you don't have to break it in order for it to hurt. But the older you get, them ankles don't be, yo, they don't be healing. You know what I mean? They don't be healing as fast. And it's demoralizing. It really is. Because we're talking about, you know, the pain, the aches and pains of getting older are about the reality of your mortality. And you start to see like, oh, so I ain't going to be back on the court as fast as I used to be before. No, you're not. You're absolutely not. And that's very, very disheartening and very demoralizing. It may not take you up out of here emotionally, but it gets you to thinking like, Here's the worst thing about turning 40. You know you're not on your way up anymore. In your mind, you want to keep that positive look like, nah, I can still do this and I can still do that. I can still do this. I can still do that. I can still get with the young boys. I still can run fast. I still get enough ass. I can still hang all night. I can still fight. I still come hard. I still believe in you. I still believe in God. And I know that he blesses me every day. I'm only 40 years old. And I say that I'm going to still play how I used to play. Still got a lot of muscle tone. Still got home on. Everything is going to be all right. I'm only 40 and I'm still game tight. What you talking about, all right? But you know, when you 40 and you still trying to, and you still are involved in a game that the young boys play, they're going to remind you time and time again that you are not who they are. And not because they're better than you all the time. Think about a 40-year-old rapper. And a lot of rappers are over 40 now. A lot of rappers are over 40. Shoot, all them rappers that was banging in the 90s are knocking on 50's door or they're already there. Jay-Z is how old? Yeah. Jay-Z is 54. Well, he's 53. He'd be 54 December 4th or something like that. For years, he tried to conceal his real age. He tried to conceal it because he knew that he was in a young boy's game. So it's not that he can't rhyme with them. It's not that he can't still beat them. He can still get in the ring and out-rhyme them, out-rap them, do better than they can. But you know what he can't do? He can't rhyme about the shit that they rhyming about. He can't do it. He can't bring himself to talk about smoking somebody or catching a body or taking drugs, selling drugs, and like that. Can't do it. Can't do it. Not only would it sound funny coming from somebody that age, but you're not feeling that no more. You said it when you was feeling it. It was a reality at the time. It's not that time no more. It's not that time no more. Huh? And for a lot of us, that can be the aches and pains of getting older. Like, I watch a lot of battle rap. I do. I watch a lot of battle rap. For me, it's the only good thing going on in hip-hop right now. But that's just my opinion. You know why that's my opinion? Because I can't listen to that new shit that comes out. And I never thought I would say that. I never thought I would say, like, I am hip-hop. Hip-hop started in my... We created it. We built it. If it wasn't for my peers, my direct peers, born in the 70s, hip-hop wouldn't be the billions and billions and billions of dollar industry that it is now. So I always felt like, yeah, since this is mine, I'm going to always carry it. I'm like, I can't listen to that shit. That's my old head status. I got to submit to it. Like, I don't want to hear that. Y'all can't rhyme. Number one, y'all not a rap. It ain't about lyrics no more. And I ain't all that bounce shit, trap shit. And that's not to say that there aren't good rappers out there or good records out there. I just don't know them because I can't search the way I used to. Got other shit that I have to do. But with battle rap, I'm like, well, anybody who can get in that ring, you know what I mean? Basically, all right, they still rocking. But you hear the fans and other rappers talk about how like such and such style is dated and such, you know, all them Philly rappers. That's why they can't get no new rappers because they always sound like they rhyming on a beat and all of that. And I'm like, well, hip hop started out battling, started out rhyming on a beat. You didn't do a cappella. It takes more skill to rhyme on a beat than it does a cappella. But nonetheless, you start getting in touch and in tune with the reality of your mortality. You may be not physically dying, but you may be dying out of an activity or a game that you used to play like you was just born. It is crazy, and it's crazy. And it can make you a little sad, like, damn, man. And you might still be trying to mess with them young chicks. Good luck with that. One thing is for sure, them young chicks are going to remind you at every step of the way that you are not their peers. You are not in their age frame. They're not going to remind you verbally, like calling you old. They're going to remind you by the things that they do that you're looking at like, you got four kids and you just quit your job or got fired from your job because you and your supervisor got in an argument? Are you crazy? You don't have no other job lined up. You got one stream of income. You know, the pain, aches and pains of your mortality, the reality of your mortality, you're going to start to kick in. Like you bust out somebody's windows. What? You collecting food stamps in two states. What? Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get reminded. You about to get reminded. Because they doing all of that shit that you done got past. You done learned your lessons. You done got locked up over it. Then got beat, shot up over it. Then lost friends over it. Robbie Ming says, I have pain in my lower back. Why we all gotta have that? I never had that shit. From age zero up to like 40. Like 49. I never had no damn back pain. Ever. In any way. I'm like, what's good? Might have been age 50. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Now I'm having to do back stretches and shit. They work, though. Them back stretches work. So I said the old train that could. I think I can. No, it says having a mortality check at 45 made me reevaluate everything and everyone. I created distance from a brother that was still talking to girls in the club. Aren't you too old for that? Was my response. This boy, this dude I knew, he's a comedian too. This dude was like 40, I think at the time, he was like 43. No, he was older than that. Because I was on the other side of 45. This cat had to be like a good, let's say 44, 45. And he was messing around with this chick that was like somewhere between 20 and 25. And he bitching about the stuff that she do. Because she not catching on. She not listening. I'm like, she ain't supposed to listen to you. She ain't supposed to listen to you. You her father. She ain't listening to him either. Remember, you after her. Still chasing them young bodies. You ain't realize the young bodies come with the young mind. You ain't realize that, huh? Because maybe you 45, but you ain't 45 yet. You ain't really there. And it was like when I broke that down for him, he was like, yeah, I'm saying. He didn't care. He was smutting. No, it says 444 is an example of maturity and growth. Yeah. Even though I thought they praised that album a little too much. I was like, whatever, man. Whatever. He didn't show you how to get money. He just told you to do what he dropped some gems about what to do with the money when you get it. Why you don't tell nobody how to make the money, Jay-Z? Guess he figures I didn't make music telling y'all how to get money when I was in my 20s either. It's a hard knock life for us. Captain says, 45 in age is different in maturity. Yeah. It sure is. Nonetheless, this is what we're working with. This is what we're working with. You know, the aches and pains of getting older. Think about the people that you have lost through death. At whatever age you are now, it starts to get a little ugly. Now think about the people that you have left, that you have lost, that are still here. That gets uglier, because that's probably a much higher number. There are certain people that you can't keep in your life that you probably wanted to keep in your life forever. Old girlfriends, boyfriends, old friends from school, you know, old jobs that you had, people that you know, formed relationships with, and you just couldn't move on with them. You had to keep going in the direction that you was going, and you lost them. And they're gone. They're gone out of your life. Some of them, you don't even have their numbers no more. Some of them, you're not even connecting with them on social media, that kind of stuff. Nobody wants to lose a friend. We don't want to lose loved ones. We don't want to lose family members. Of course we don't. But nobody wants to lose a friend. For many of us, friends are all we have. Everybody don't have family members that rock with them or that they rock with. Cal Chamberlain says, for sure, Omar, real ugly. Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to start counting from all the way when you were young. You know what I mean? When you was just cracked egg fresh young. Like, I remember, you know, such and such died in a car accident. Such and such actually died young, and they did get sick. You know, they had a strange illness that ran in their family, blah, 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 blah. You know, they passed at age 30, and they had kids, too. And those kids had to go, and, you know, such and such died of sickle cell. And, you know, she was only 22, and such and such. Such and such died in a motorcycle accident. Such and such went on vacation in a freak accident. You know, they drowned jet skiing. You know, all. It's like when you are in your 20s, you expect the death to come a little faster. Like, you're not going to die slow when you're in your 20s. That's not what we think is going to happen. Not always true, right? But, you know, we look at it like, nah, well, as we get older, we die slower. But it's inconsistent. And it's definitely not guaranteed. No, it says, sounds like your man's is Dustin, Dustin, not smut. Man, whatever he doing what he doing. And really, I don't even, I haven't talked to him, you know, I haven't communicated with him in actually a couple of years. But yeah, we was definitely different on that young girl shit. Like, you know, I was like, he don't know that old head's got the best twat. And that's true, too. Like, you know, I think about it. Like, when I was young, they was high. It was high. It didn't move mountains. And, you know, yeah, I never really thought about it. Maybe that's why dudes be so wild when we young. You know what I mean? We searching for the good one. It'd be a lot of misses. It'd be a lot of chicks that we be claiming got the good, but it ain't all the same. You know, it ain't. As we get older, I think we start insisting on more. Like, we are more, maybe when we're younger, we will bypass what we really want for what really looks better. So yeah, the chick, the shot is like straight garbage. I don't want to say straight garbage, but I'm gonna say straight garbage because sometimes it's straight garbage. But she has another upside. Like, the body is crazy. It's just that the twat is lying on the body. The body is saying, yo, you about to have a hell of a time. But the twat is like A-V-E-R-A-G-E, A-V-E-R-A-G-E, A-V-E-R-A-G-E. That's what that kind of P-U-S. Okay. A-V-E-R-A-G-E. Next time, won't you sleep with me? A-V-E-R-A-G-E. T-W-A-T. Real shit. You know, but she might be fine as hell, body crazy, and she might have other things that we're supposed to hold as being important. You know, I mean, she might have a good job and, you know, good parent and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, well, what? How can how good of a parent can you be when your twat is garbage? They are, I think they ought to get I think they ought to get DHS on that. they need to get that checked out. Okay. All right. Let me see what y'all talking about. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, sadly, my children have seen a lot of their friends leave here at early ages from illness and murders. It's the plight, unfortunately, it's the plight of our young people right now. But think about it, it was the plight of ours too. That was our plight when we were young. We just didn't see it that way. We dismissed the people that we lost. It was just like bad luck of the draw. Because they weren't supposed to die young. So we kind of excused it. But that's why I take it back to the Vietnam War. Imagine being a high school student back in 1970. Real shit. Dudes that you know going off the war, they ain't come back. But we wrote that off, but that was the war, though. It wasn't like, yeah, but some of y'all lost some of y'all people in gang wars, too. That kind of stuff. Wars around the way. Some people got killed over women. But yeah, he was messing with this dude wife or this dude girl. And, you know, dude ain't want to leave her alone. And so, you know, her ex came and smoked both of them. Gotta take a little time. A little time to think things over. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all know nothing about that. All right. Robbie Ming says, something these adults do is unbelievable. I had sciatic nerve in my lower back. Oh, okay. Okay, okay. Carol Chamberlain says, sex is not all physical. Mentality is a part of great sex. It is. But that has nothing to do with the actual twat. There's definitely a difference between good sex and good pussy. Like, you can have good pussy, but still kind of suck in bed. You know, you might just lay there, no flexibility, no imagination. But the actual hole is like, oh, my God. Oh, it's like an oasis all out in the desert. You know. Then, you know, then there are chicks who twat is like sort of like an overcooked turkey on Thanksgiving. It's Turkey Day. It's Turkey Day, but we really would do better if we ate out. But they might be the biggest freaks in the world. Hanging from chandeliers. You know, they have that sexual imagination and all. All I'm saying is this. When a man gets older, he starts to insist or settle more into what's going to be good for him rather than what looks good for him. And but that comes with maturity. When you're younger, it really is a lot about the looks. It's about what looks like I'm supposed to have or what I'm supposed to do. So, you know, I said maybe that's why dudes be out there, you know, swinging they joint so much when they're younger, because it's like they looking for that And, you know, I mean, a lot of women claim that all through they had kids and all of that kind of stuff before they actually, you know, got with a man who taught them how to have an orgasm. I know women who told me that they was basically having sex for nothing. Oh, Carol Chamberlain says women also Omar. I know. I've heard the stories. And they be with them men for years. All I'm saying is the pain, the aches and pains of getting older have a lot to do with what we are losing, what we have sacrificed, what we have, the reality of our mortality, things that just can't live with us anymore, whether we're talking about physical things or whether we're talking about mental things, emotional things, things that don't really die or that we wish wouldn't. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. Yes, we are. I said a birthday shout-out. Yes, we do. Happy birthday. Let's do it. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. May 1st. April went by like this. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Nisha T. Kemp. Turning 35 years old today, and Linda Nelson, happy birthday to you, and Nikki Justice turning 33 years old today, and Elizabeth Sosa turning 35 years old today, and Trish turning 100. She is nowhere near that old. All right, but happy birthday to you, and Cheryl Tish Green, happy birthday to you. And Dona D. Batcave, Radio, happy birthday to you. And Dawn London, turning 53 years old today. And last but not least, my auntie, Eloise Gaines, affectionately known to the family as Seal. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious May 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn to rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, the aches and pains of getting older have a lot to do with the aches and pains of coming into the reality of your mortality. I would be the first to tell you to hold on to what you have as tight and as long as you can, but only the good stuff. A lot of times the aches and pains of our reality of mortality have a lot to do with trying to hold on to things that have already slipped through our fingers. Things that have already passed us, things that have already gone by the wayside, things that cannot fit into our scheme of life anymore. So do the best that you can. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This has been the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. All right, so let me get Blog Talk out of here. We got to go right here. All right.